It's tizzy time. Thank you. Okay, guys, so this is my first podcast. Basically, I have 2020 nigga, and I have Trap Barbie on the beat. And this podcast, I'm just really going to be talking about relationships, and I have literally all my friends around me are in relationships. I don't know how, when I'm just so free, like a bird.
Tizzy is the only dog. She's not a bird. She's a dog, a female dog.
Oh!
Oh, no!
Did you just call me a bitch?
No!
I hope my mom hears this. Mommy, no. Destiny called me a bitch!
Mommy! I didn't call her that. I would never call her that. Well, I do sometimes, but in a good way. But, I mean, dogs. I mean, men are dogs. So, Tizzy is the female version of that.
I guess I'm the female version of a dog. Okay. So basically, we're going to be talking about relationships and relationships during this generation, and also plus size dating, because a lot of people be like, big girls don't be getting no action. Big girls don't be in love. Big girls don't get love. Whole time, me and your father have full blown relationship. I'm just kidding. But if you got a good looking father, hit me up. 917. Nah, I'm just kidding. But yeah. So basically, what I think about dating in this generation is that it's real trivial. Like, a lot of people don't realize that a relationship is more than just calling somebody your boyfriend or your girlfriend. It's waking up in the morning and putting their needs before your own. It's making sure that they ate today. It's making sure that they're okay mentally. It's making sure they're okay physically. It's really a partnership. A lot of the I's become we's. And a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people just want to get in a relationship to be like, let me be real. I'm going to be 120% real. A lot of y'all bitches and a lot of y'all niggas get into relationships because y'all want consistent dick or y'all want consistent pussy. Y'all don't want to deal with the person's worst. Y'all don't want to deal with the person's best. Y'all just want the easy way out. Stop getting into relationships or pretending y'all like a person for sex. It's not cool. You break a lot of hearts and you destroy a lot of people like that, and you also turn a lot of people into savages. Hint, hint. But it's just real, like I said, it's real trivial. A lot of people, and I shout out the people who are in relationships. I tell Des and I tell Alexis every day that I think I love their boyfriends. Their boyfriends treat them like queens, and I'm sure they treat their boyfriends like kings as well.
Except Alexis has an attitude.
Oh, yeah. When Alexis gets mad at her boyfriend, she, like, blocks him for, like, 24 hours. I don't know what type of the game, I don't know what part of the game that is, but that's just Lex. Honestly, she does it to us, too. Alexis blocked me one time. Mind you, we were roommates. Like,
I never blocked
you. Did. One day I got you mad, and he was like, you're blocked. Blocked. You used to do it all the time. Blocked. And I'm like, bitch, I'm going to see you at home. You can't block me in real life. It's not Black Mirror.
Back to
the topic. What are you guys' standpoints on relationship? Like, what do y'all think during, like, with this generation dating? Do you guys
shout
feel like...
Shout out to Bae. I love you.
Shout out to Bae. She loves you. You better be listening to my podcast, Clarence.
He's a communicate. He's a same major.
Hey, look. Communication. Smile. What is it? School of Communication, Media, and the Arts. But, bitch, you better rep your major at broadcasting. But, yeah.
I think relationships nowadays, I feel like men play a lot of games. And this is not me coming from my relationship now, because I honestly have the best person. And he's just showed me how different he is. But.
Big up yourself.
In the past, people play a lot of games and people just stay around because they're comfortable and they don't want to try something new and they don't want to, like, start over and start that whole process to get to know somebody and really, like, get to really know them and love them. So you just stick with, yeah, you go back to your exes, or you just stick with your little flings who you hook up with every once in a while when you get drunk. But how old are we? Like,
right.
I have a lot of people, you know, who are happily engaged. Like, my cousin just got engaged.
Congrats.
Okay, like yeah. last weekend, I mean, on April 1st, that was a little joke, but she got engaged. Okay, like people are, you know, trying to have kids and, you know, really grow their lives. And I feel like people are in college thinking they're in high school still.
Absolutely.
Like college is the real world, to be honest. It's not after you graduate college. College really hits you with the real world. So y'all need to act like some fucking adults because y'all act like little ass children. Boys.
I agree. And girls, I feel like a lot of girls too really just jump into relationships or jump into partnerships really believing that the man who they gave their little cookie up to is the one for them. Every man you sleep with is not meant to be your man. And if you're sleeping consistently with guys to find that man, please do not. Do not. Exactly. What you say? You gonna end up like SZA? Right, you're gonna end up like SZA singing the fucking Weekend, and nobody wants to deal with that.
I think the biggest message that girls could get is never accept anything less than what you deserve and to know your worth, because when you don't know your worth, you're just accepting all these trash-ass niggas. You,
honestly, I agree.
And you stoop into their level, and you're like, okay, this is what I'm gonna get, this is what I'm gonna deal with, but you can do way better, mama, so what's going on?
And believe it or not, I had a bunch of friends at high school. Mind you, this is high school. This is your prime where you're growing. You don't even fully know yourself. I had friends who would tell me all the time I would never find anybody because my standards were too high and I was living in a fairy tale world because I didn't want to open my legs or I didn't want to go have sex at the age of 17 or 16 and be skipping school for dick. Like, and don't get me wrong, like, whatever. No disrespect to them or no airing them out or calling them bad friends or whatever, but it's like, it's not only people who think like this. A lot of men think like this too. And a lot of girls think like this too. A lot of girls will really lower their standards because they feel or they're afraid of being lonely. And I feel like that is the most dumbest shit ever. If you feel like, oh, I have to lower myself or basically, you know, feel a person out, or I don't really feel this person 100%. Let me see if I feel them. If you go into a relationship unsure of how you feel about the person, then maybe it's not right for you to be in a relationship. And that's just how I feel. Like, stop. A lot of y'all be playing with people's hearts. Stop playing with people's hearts. Like, a lot of people don't realize that it's deadly and it could really turn into something that, you know, you're not going to like in the long run. It could even bring karma in your relationship. You might find somebody who you're in love with, and that nigga or that bitch might not give two shits about you because of what you did in your last relationship or what you did in your last encounter with a male or female. So it's just really like, you know, basically in a nutshell, stop playing with people's hearts. Stop just sleeping around. Like, unless the person, you know, decides to be like down. If you meet somebody and they like, oh, I want to be friends with benefits, and y'all both agree, then that's one thing. Of course, friends with benefits doesn't work. Because somebody's prone to catch feelings. However, if you can definitely have a whole relationship, a whole friend with benefits, or a whole, you know, like, smash buddy, fuck buddy relationship, then you do that, if that works for you. However, don't get mad or don't be confused when that person is, you know, smash buddies or sleeping with other people too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. I don't. And also, a lot of people, I feel like, believe it or not, all my friends, honestly, Destiny is skinny, so she wouldn't understand this. And Alexis, I don't know. Have you ever gone through this? Like, I feel like as a plus-size girl, we're looked up more to hook up with versus more to date.
I never experienced that. I don't know.
I actually think because I was skinnier, because I'm mad skinny, and like I fit whatever prototype people think the perfect woman is or whatever, which I don't believe in the perfect woman. There's like, everybody perfect. Is beautiful in Absolutely. Your own way. But in our generation, you have that idealistic woman. So since I'm skinny, I'm little, fun size, whatever, I think I feel like I got picked on more by guys to be more sexual instead of be in a relationship. Wow. Just because I was pretty and I was skinny and little and, oh, she's fun size. I want to see what the fuck that's like. But in reality, they don't care about my heart. They just care about my looks. So
wow, I feel, and that's crazy because I thought the complete opposite. Because as a bigger girl, a lot of guys, they want that experience. They want to be like, oh, more cushion for the pushing. Oh, I mess with this girl. I mess with a fat girl. And then they don't want to be seen in public with her, or they don't want to be looked at as in a relationship with a bigger girl. But the whole time, they really be in love, or they really like this girl, but they're so worried about what their friends think or what society's going to say that they don't want to pursue a relationship. But I'm happy that you gave me a viewpoint on it too, because I definitely didn't look at it like that, that, you know, skinnier girls do that, go through those issues as well. But yeah, it's crazy. And it scares me with relationships in this generation too, because it makes me think, like, if everybody's just so scared of commitment within relationships, how do these men feel, how will these men submit into a marriage, or how will they propose, or how will they be successful within a marriage? It scares me, it really does. But I mean, I don't know. We'll have to see how it plays out. That's all the time I have for now. Please email me, send me more topics. I'm down to hear everyone's viewpoint on what they feel like dating in this generation is like. And also, you know, if you're in a relationship, give some tips to other people in a relationship how they keep their relationship lasting. Speaking of relationships, Alexis is on FaceTime with her nigga right now as I'm recording my podcast.
I mean, I would be on FaceTime too.
And this disrespectful bitch Destiny would be too. This is what I'm talking about, relationships. I'm the second one, so I don't be calling nobody. I be calling mommy. Hey, ma, what you doing? Put Migos on the phone. But Migos is my dog. I love him. But yeah, so next topic. Next show will basically be about racism in the U.S., colorism among blacks, inequality in the United States, and other topics. I'm looking for a few people to have their viewpoints on what they feel like equality in America is as well. So if you do want to be on the show, just shoot me an email, shoot me a text. Yeah, I'll do FaceTime calls for their opinion. just definitely, I love to have as many viewers on my show. I'm so like tongue-tied today, but I definitely want as many people on my podcast as possible. I definitely want a new guest every week.
Well, Trap Barbie.
And Trap Barbie and Alexis will always, and Twin, excuse me, will always be on the show. And I just truly want to thank them for being on my first podcast with me. It was so nerve-wracking. Guys, if I even tell you the story about all the shit I went through today to try to record, like, you would literally be like, no way. I also want to thank my mommy. My mommy is so supportive. I love you, mommy. I'm sorry I cursed so much. You said don't curse, but I had to. That's who I am. And I want to thank everybody who really sent me topics, even before the show started, sent me topics throughout the day, reposted my flyer, everything. I'm so blessed.
Graphic designer, Trap Barbie.
Thanks, Destiny, for making it. I just want to say I'm so blessed, and I'm so thankful for all of y'all. I really am. Just want to push this, and I just want to be honest and be my true self while doing this podcast. But that's all for tizzy time. I'll see you guys next Friday. I hope you liked it. Just, you know, enjoy your life and live your best life. Like Alexa's favorite song. What is it?
I'm living my best life.
Bye.